Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman.
And I'm Captain Benny Howard.
Oh, goodness. Been producing this morning.
Leslie T. Travis. I don't know what I caught you doing, but that's okay.
Well, we were watching them skin out of boar bear. Who would want? I don't know whether I'd want to shoot a bear or not, unless it was trying to kill me, you know, for self defense. But leave that old bear alone. Don't poke the bear. You
know? That's true. Just leave the bear alone.
That's it.
Get that stick out of your hand.
That's it. All right. Well, let's go over to Venice, Louisiana, and let's go talk to Mike Jeffcoat this morning. Mike, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
How are you, man?
You must have something funny going on there.
Well, we kind of did. They were skinning this bear out, and Benny made a joke, and we'll just leave it at that. But I have no desire to shoot a bear.
Oh, I do. It's on my bucket list. A big brown,
I'd love to be able to tell a story how I had to save my own soul by killing a grizzly that was charging me, made the perfect headshot, drop him at my feet, but I'd make for a good tale.
I don't know about all that. I don't know if I want that close encounter, but
I remember old Jimmy Carpenter used to own a trophy barber shop here in Baytown.
Right.
My Uncle Joe was a barber there, and they hunted everywhere together. They were big hunters, and well, as you go by there, you can look at all the mounts inside there, from African mounts to, but the closest call he had out of all of his big adventures he took was killing that polar bear in Alaska. That bear dropped at his feet, charging him. The first shot, he shot him in the right chest, and then the bear dropped down on all fours and started charging him, and he hit him in the left paw, and then, well, they had the shot location marks with little black dots on there as the bear's mounted. I think that thing was 14 feet tall or something. Got it in there. I used to love to hear the stories from him and Uncle Joe. They'd tell us about their hunting adventures.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely, yeah. There was a trophy barbershop in Conroe when I was growing up as a kid.
Was there? Was there one up there, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, right in the courthouse.
It's still there. Still to this day, I get my hair cut there.
I've done it. That's crazy. I'm not even sure about that one in Conroe. I doubt if it's still there. I need to look into it because my grandfather's killed an albino catch squirrel. And they mounted and it was in that barbershop forever. And I was with him the day he killed that squirrel. He was a big squirrel hunter, and I guess that's where I got it from. He killed that white squirrel, and boy, he was on cloud nine when he come out of the woods for that squirrel.
I've seen some black ones.
Oh, yeah. I've got two black ones. Them are fox squirrels, though.
Yeah, I got a black fox squirrel mounted back in the day when I was a kid. Yeah.
I got two of them. But there's a city somewhere in the northeast in their city park. It's full of them white gray squirrels. It's notorious for it.
I'll be darned.
But I've never seen one. And I've killed a lot of squirrels in my lifetime.
I bet you have.
I've never killed one that was really, other than them black ones, you know. Mm-hmm. So, matter of fact, we got one of them in our house.
How about an albino deer? That'd be a trophy.
I've seen them. That place I used to hunt when I was guiding on Livingston, right up there above Port Adventure, we had a big place up there. And it had three or four on it. And matter of fact, one of them was a buck. and an albino buck don't ever lose his horns.
Really?
Really?
Nope. He's a sterile deer, and he grows his horns, and he keeps them. But I've seen three I know of. I've seen that buck, and then I've seen two does. It's the first time I see them, that's back when I was younger, and I just climb a tree and hunt out of hooks, you know, and I was hunting the edge of a big old cut over there, and that deer come out right before dark, and I'm like, man, somebody got a goat in here or something. I got to look, and there four or five more deer with it, and showing up, pure white deer. So, but there was a strain of that stuff up there in Trinity County, up on that river bottom stuff up in there. There was a lot of sightings back in the day. I hadn't heard of one in years, but I was fortunate enough to see that. But it's like our alligators down here, you know, everybody comes down here. We're going to see some alligators today. I said, most likely. I said, look, don't look for them, and you'll see them. And they'll be everywhere. If you go looking for them, I can't find them. And, but we was talking about, I was talking to guys from Chicago the other day about that. And, it's funny. I don't remember seeing one until I was a grown man. And I was probably the first one I ever saw was on Lake Lewis. I never saw one when I was young. So I know you did, because Trinity Bay had them, but
yeah.
Same thing with a bald eagle, you know. Didn't see one of them growing up. First one of them I saw was on Lake Conroe.
Yep.
And there was a tree there in Lake Conroe and Peach Creek. And I know Tuck's probably listening. He knows what I'm talking about. And birds nested in it every year. And I never get, me and my brother was up there fishing, and back there, and the biologist was up in that tree trying to band them young ones. And it was a comical sight, because that mother bald eagle was giving them a handful. But they definitely got them. But now, you know, they're everywhere. Only place they're not, they haven't been here since Katrina. Prior to Katrina, we had a lot of bald eagles down here, but now I haven't seen them. A lot of people say, oh, yeah. I said, oh, you're seeing ospreys. Them are not bald eagles. So, but on the deer lease there, on that Trinity River bottom, we've got four or five right now. And pretty cool. I don't know if Dex told you he got a picture of the long-tailed cat.
That's what he told me on his
That's crazy. And that buddy of Rusty's that hunts with us, that grew up together, he had one last year. Matter of fact, it was done during Harvey, about Harvey time, when they got the picture of that one. And so that's not a good deal. They, you know, them bobcats, they get a certain amount of them fawns, I'm sure, but when it comes to that big cat, he's gonna kill everything. So be interesting. I'd like to try to catch that rascal.
I'd like to catch him with about a 300 Weatherby round through his.
Yeah, that's true too. But another cool deal too. Yeah, yeah, and it's not illegal to kill one in Texas.
No,
so you got to report it, but it's not illegal. So, but
I'd be reporting that to the taxidermist. I'd have me a nice rug made.
I was fortunate enough. I've seen three, I think. One in Polk County, one in Liberty County, and then I seen one in the Hill Country while I was deer hunting. But me and my nephew, it might have been, I don't know, it was way back today when we first got on that place down there in that river bottom. We went squirrel hunting one morning. I had an old Jeep, and we was coming back up the pipeline in there, and there was a old log set. They had left a pile of logs on, and there was cattle on that place back them days. And there was a bunch of cattle on that pipeline feeding, but they was all gathered up, standing in a circle.
I bet.
And that's strange. I said, that's strange. By the time my nephew, Uncle Mike, looked, and he was sitting on that log pile. And so it's cool when you see them.
Safety and in numbers.
Yep. That same nephew, we saw that one up there in Groveton. We was together, and we saw him run across the road. Well, he didn't run across the road. He walked across the road. And, I mean, it looked like his head was in the ditch on one side and his tail's on the other side. He was a big cat. So,
I saw a big one at Blaine's years ago, and then I saw another one in South Texas when I was hunting in Cotulla. We were leaving, and when you come out through Pearsall there to go to 10, When you go over those railroad tracks, he was walking right down the middle of them in broad daylight, and you can't shoot a gun off the highway. All right, he would have been mad. Boy, if he'd have done that, while I was on the lease. But boy, it, had a big, it was a big one, man.
Yeah, they're cool cat, cool animal to see. So, but now back to the fishing. It's just fun fishing. We had a bull tide for some reason yesterday.
We're the same way. Our tides are, you know, we have a good outgoing during the middle of the night, but incoming, it just stays up. You know, when I was wading the other day, the water was going out. You know, we had current, you know, an outgoing current, but the water didn't drop. It only dropped a couple of inches. And
right.
Then it turned around and came right back in.
Yeah, we've had that too. One day I fished this week ago. That afternoon trip I took with them guys from Chicago, it really fell out. I mean, we had a really good tide that day, but why it bulled up yesterday like that, I have no idea.
Did you have an east wind?
No. Matter of fact,
it was kind of
a west deal, I guess, what bulled it up. But I was talking to the ballet boys, and they was talking about service roads up there, you know, around Empire. You know, we've got a few service roads up there by the bridge, and they said all the roads was covering water. And I went, wow. Matter of fact, they had a floodgate shut, they said. So,
and that's all that Saharan dust heading towards us, pushing a little tsunami.
I don't know.
Well, we're not that far away from our spring tides, our fall equinox.
Right. No,
it's
not.
A fall equinox,
right.
But they call them spring tides.
Spring tides, right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. So, no, I know we're not far off. This year is flying by, and I'm counting my days to the river. So,
yeah, I bet you are, man. It's I got me one of those over and under shotguns like you like.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
I hadn't shot it yet, but I need to go swing that thing.
Rusty talked to Crocker Jr., and he said that they were more Milo and corn than they've ever had out there this year, so we'll see. Just hope nothing, you know, happens between now and then. It's like here, man, we've got storms every day. There was some thunderstorms yesterday that was just horrendous. And, just have to run from them. Yeah. And so.
We got slammed yesterday.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday evening, I was whining and moaning, and I'm watching these two big storms, one to my west and one to my east, and I'm sitting right between them, and I'm not getting a drop. And they kind of got stationary and kept growing, and they grew together. And in 1 hour, I had 3.5 inches of rain.
God showed up, buddy.
God showed up. Boy, he
my
did.
Goodness.
I got limbs laying
that brown
everywhere.
Grass, huh?
That brown grass was green as a gourd this morning.
I imagine.
It rained at my house every day this past week except one.
I know. Rhonda called me from her office over in Deer Park every day. Said, boy, we're getting rain over here. You getting any that way? I said, no. What do you think? It's Umbrella Point, man.
Yep. But no, there's not been a day go by we ain't had rain. So my grass is about out of hand. So
y'all are like,
hope I get a chance to get it mowed this afternoon.
Y'all are like living in Vietnam. Y'all are in the monsoon season.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. So, and all fishing's really good other than offshore. Matter of fact, them guys heard me this morning talking to you that I'm supposed to fish them 2 days next week offshore. They called me up, and I said, guys, just let's rebook it. That's it.
Even after they heard you talking about how tough offshore's been?
Yeah, but they rebooked. No, they're not coming. So, because it's... All you're seeing on the dock right now is AJs and a few black fins, but shrimp boats are starting to show up out there. So, time I get back from the river, I'm sure them yellows will be on top of them shrimp boats. So, we'll go catch them up. Yep. So, you know, and me and Brent Ballet, we was talking about the trout yesterday. It's just any day they're fixing to show up. So.
Man, I got to come over there in November 1 year and fish that river with all them good trout in it. I need to do that. I know Bill Dance and all of them, they live for that. They can't wait till November. Even old Roland Martin, he likes coming over there in November.
You bet. Even December. I like December as well as any month.
Yeah.
As long as that river stays down, you know, it's
right.
A lot of fun, you know. So, especially one of them good crisp mornings, and you know you're going to catch them.
I can dig it.
Kind of like going deer hunting or duck hunting, you know, on one of them good mornings. You know, you feel it in your bones. You know you're fixing to catch them or kill them. So.
You know you're going to get them. All right. Well, Mike, I got a roll, man. Throw them out a number and a web address. Somebody wants to come over to Venice and do it up.
Give me a call at 832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at rjhuntingfishing.com.
All right, my friend. Mike, have a good weekend. See you, bud.
See you,
Mike.
Too, guys.
Take care. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 519 in the Bayou City. Now let's go down to G-Town, live the dream, go to the bottom. Just another yahoo on the other end of the line. Let's go talk to Plog.
Yahoo.
Plog, what's up, man?
What's up, you pack of yahoos?
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm just trying to figure it out, buddy. After this many years, I really ain't got it figured out, but I'm trying.
After about 37 years, you're learning. You're getting better.
We're trying to wire it up.
Yeah.
I know after, 37, 38 years, you got your 40-year pin coming up that we're yahoos.
Yeah.
So,
well, I don't want a pin. I want a watch.
I give you a watch. Hey,
you give me
right
a
here,
watch?
Man.
Hey, I'll take any kind.
I'll give you a watch. It's raining, pouring down rain right now.
I see that on radar, man. When we tried calling you yesterday morning, you were running in a storm then.
I was in a rainstorm then. Yeah, I couldn't do nothing. I was going to that same spot I've been going for 20 years. And rained on me on the way to get there. Well, it was terrible for us, Mickey, yesterday. None of my guys caught. We didn't catch nothing. You know, I know we ain't like these hot shots now, but I thought the 27 people that I think the best catch anybody had was 9.
Well, you didn't have your flow trolls. You wasn't waiting. You got to get in the water with your flow troll, man.
I'm telling you, I'm after all these years, I'm figuring this out. But you know, it blew yesterday. Mickey never laid down. White cap the whole time.
Right.
And the day before, you know, it got calm, and we were sitting on them, and we caught them pretty easy.
Yeah.
Then I went and checked a couple other things, and same deal, you know, found some fish, all, you know, deep water stuff. But we beat everything up yesterday, everybody, and it was just tough. I think Dana had 9. I run a deal with Penner. He had 4. I had 4. Chris had 6. You know, wasn't nobody really lit them up. None of my guys.
I didn't catch nothing yesterday either.
I don't blame you.
But I didn't go.
Hey, you caught that PGA, and then they shut it down. We had storms up there.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. I lost satellite signal. I lost everything yesterday. That was
you had a squall over there by you when I saw you trying to cook some chicken.
Fired that green egg up, and I'm going to have supper ready when the wife gets home. Got everything laid out, and as soon as I get a fire going, hey, Forrest Gump showed up. That chicken was ready about 8:30 last night, just in time for the Astros to lose their lead.
Hang on, let me shut that thing right there. I need to shut everything up. It's like raining. How big is this little farm?
I don't know. Let me look again. It just came out of the Gulf. I mean, let's see what it is here. Nah, it ain't much. It got big, though. It was a little buckshot on the beachfront, and it just got big, and now it's covering all of your end of West Bay and heading towards Texas City.
Going to TC.
Going to TC, and looks like if it keeps that same line, it'll go to Umbrella Point.
Well, maybe you get some more rain over there.
I can promise you it'll fall apart before it gets there.
You better follow that west shoreline.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't got to be nowhere till 6, so I just got everything rigged up, and now it's all raining on my boat. I got to chammy it off so I don't get wet.
Oh, man.
Chammy it off.
Chammy it off. Come on now.
I don't want to set in the water, man.
What are you in? What are you in?
Chammy it off.
What are you in? Your Viking this morning?
Nah, I'm in the 22. I wish I did. Now, Cameron's actually fishing. I ain't talked to him, but looking at the leader, you know, looking at the deal yesterday, I think same guy, Brian Phillips on the Smooth Move, is leading it.
You got to be kidding me.
Nah,
they won two in a row, and this continues. They'll win three in a row.
They're nibbling on this one. Cameron, they were dink bait fishing, but they finally showed up on a board. They had a sailfish. I didn't see no more after that.
Hey, have you ever heard of a sailfish in knee-deep water?
No.
Benny and I watched a video this morning from Florida. A guy caught a sailfish on a fly rod wade fishing.
Well, you can't never say never. It's like a black marlin. You know, they'll go shallow. And a sailfish, he'll go shallow. I don't know about Florida, and I don't know about catching one wading.
Yeah.
But he will go shallow. Hey, Jill Williams, Johnny Williams' daughter, you know, runs the boat. I don't know if you saw it, but she had a deal. They had a blue marlin and then a light, little one, about 100, 125 pounds, swimming out in the lights on the big boat when they were tuna fishing. Pretty cool. I ain't never seen that either.
Man. Well, that was...
So, but I ain't saying it won't happen. Can't never say it won't happen.
No, can't say never. Never can't say never.
I don't know what we do. I mean, I feel a lot more confident if I had my flow troll and all that, be ready to go. But
hey, those flow trolls, they keep your lilies good. Yeah. Put your lilies
in. One of my
customers
sent me this. He sent me. I didn't see this. One of my customers, actually the guy that fished with me Thursday, and we actually lit him up. We actually drove away from him. One of them same 20-year spots. And he sent me this deal. And he sent me this deal, and I'm like, you know, I don't care what these guys do, these kids, these young guys. And I don't care. I don't care if you catch 9 million of them. I don't care what you fish with. But don't go bothering me, you know. Don't go getting on his Facebook deal and messing with us, you know, about how stupid we are. Dude, just go catch your fish, take your pictures, tell your buddies how stupid we are. I don't care. But you start throwing that out there, we kind of got a problem.
Yeah.
About how stupid we are. You know, you never said there wasn't any fish. You know, so you go hop out there, you know. Actually, a customer of mine sent this to me. I have customers. I don't have a open boat, hope you call me and go fishing. I got customers for 38 years. So I don't need any.
Yeah.
And, sit there and tell us we're stupid because you finally caught something. You lay out 40-03-pound trout over there and think that impresses anybody. It doesn't impress me. I don't care what you do. That's great. Good on you. But don't get on there and be belittling other people. You know,
what do you call us? Yahoos?
Yahoos. We're all Yahoos because you go to the same spot for 20 years.
Well, he's a flat biller.
And I tell you what got me, that don't put any effort. Well, I'm not maybe very good at this, but I work pretty damn hard at it. And I know how to do it. You know how to do it. And I get tired of that. And And you talk about how good it was. Well, it was. And there's a whole bunch of
what's
that
good
goes on.
What's good to us, you know, good to them isn't necessarily good to us.
Well,
not from what we've seen.
You can't have an opinion just what you said because you ain't seen nothing. You can't have an opinion.
No.
You know, but I'm not mad about any. I don't care. Don't bother
but wouldn't
us.
You
don't
think,
bother me.
James, now, wouldn't you think if you're going to do this for a living, and you want to impress your customers, you want to build a good, solid clientele like we have over the years and impress them, wouldn't you want to have a better fishery? Wouldn't you? You know, I mean, if I got a chance to spend $3,500 on a deer hunt, you think I'm going to book it with a shot-out ranch? Or am I going to go to a better ranch where the deer are twice as big? Well, sure.
I totally agree with you.
And if I'm going to book a fishing trip, I want a shot at catching a big fish. I mean, for experienced fishermen, now just, you know, Yahoos like us, I guess we should be content with, you know, pound and a half, 3-pounders every cast every day. But, you know, the guys have been with me for 30-plus years. They want a shot at an 8 or 9-pound fish. And guess what? They're not going to kill it either. They're not going to throw it on a cleaning table to take a picture of it. They're going to put it back in the water where it belongs.
No.
If they want to eat fish, then they'll do the Yahoo thing and go catch some pound and a half, 2-pounders.
Well, me and you, Blaine, all the guys that's been around, we've killed millions of them. We've killed our share. We've strung up 70-pounders. We've killed every 9-pounder that swam by there. We did all that, but those days are gone. You know, that's not what you do now.
Well, there wasn't as many tournaments and many guides killing big fish like there was back then. Yeah. And we just had millions of them. It didn't hurt anything then, but now it does.
Now, well, the GPS does. Everybody's got a GPS. Let me tell you something. If I really wanted to be big time, I'd spend me about a week, and I wouldn't do nothing but drive around. And I promise you, I'm going to get every place you got. I'm going to get every place Dana's got. I'll get every place you got. It'll cost me some money and fuel. And now you're a fishing guide. It ain't hard anymore.
No, well, that's true.
You don't have to go learn nothing.
Well, how many of these you've seen before they have a paying trip the next day? They're out there looking around, and they're punching everybody in. And then the next day they go right to that. They beat you to your spot.
Yeah, I mean, I see all that. Hey, none of that I care. I mean, I care, but it doesn't matter.
Well, that's how it is now. That's why it's not the same anymore. It's nothing like it should be or was and never will be until things change.
Hey, but don't jump on that Facebook deal where somebody has to call me and tell me, hey, y'all are stupid, y'all are yahoos, and you don't put no effort out. You better be real careful, bud. Be real careful.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'll take a lot of stuff to a certain point, and then I'm like, okay, dude, be careful.
You go public with it, you're just asking for it.
Well, it's, you know, go catch your fish, dude. Catch your 100 a day. Take 90 and croakers. I don't care. But don't start all that. I hope you catch them every day. I hope I catch them every day. I don't bother nobody. I don't bother anybody.
Well, that's not what I heard.
That's fixing to say. I beg to differ. I beg to
differ.
We had to throw that in there. We had to get you going a little bit better.
Hey, I would have thrown my four fish up there and threw it out there, but I already cleaned it when I thought about it. It didn't take me but about 2 minutes.
The death rings and the death shots, that's out of style now. That's old school now. That's over. You got to come up with something different.
Yeah, nobody throws their worst shot up there. When they're throwing something up there, that's the best they got.
Yeah.
They ain't throwing a bad day up there. No. But anyway, that's all the betting I'll do. Hopefully I catch more than four fish today.
What I like is when you know they were fishing with live bait, but then when they throw their old line them all up there and take a picture of them. They'll throw some lures in the picture.
They'll throw
right
a lily up there, huh?
Yeah, they'll have a lily and a corky and a couple of soft plastics in there to, you know.
Just... Oh, yeah, then you got to watch this. We fish with this, this, and this. And at the end of the deal, and live bait. So that means, okay.
And live
bait.
Bait,
you own like two lures.
Yeah.
I know how all that stuff works. Hey, and that's bad. I don't ever bother. I don't say nothing like, dude, you really fish with live bait. That's not bad. You know, the cool thing now is to be a flatbeller and drag them bait buckets and hop out with them croakers. That's the end thing. What we do ain't in no more.
We're a dying breed. We're dying
breed.
We're dinosaurs, man.
Dinosaurs, brother.
That's it. Well, I guess I better slick her up here.
You might want to put your full body suit on.
Did it go away, Nikki?
Get your hood up. It's still there.
It's been raining the whole time I've been talking to you.
It is. It's still sitting. The really red stuff is just now hitting tiki. It's right at the causeway. The causeway's got a big old red glob right on top of it right now.
Oh, that's got me rolling all over.
The jetties does too.
They think we don't have but three spots, but little they know, I got a fourth spot.
I got a fifth spot too. I may hit that next week.
Will you give it to me?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm going to need it.
All I got's about five numbers in my GPS.
After all them years,
I got about 1,000 of them in the back of my head with compass headings to them. I know just what to do, and I know whether to pull in and fish them or not. I can drive by them. If it don't look right, I don't even stop. I just go on.
Well, you don't let me catch you out there. I'm gonna punch you in on your number.
You better come
spot.
Get you some, and don't be scared either. Buddy.
Don't be scared.
That's what we needed to provide a tournament for. No GPSs.
No, I
have
think
your
you'd
tournament
have like three
with
people.
No GPSs.
I think like three people would fish in it.
Well, then they got to pass a polygraph.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. I forgot about that.
That probably won't happen. All right, man. Yeah, well, James, slick her up, sweat her back, and put her on the step. Throw them out a number, man.
You got, yeah, this is my cell phone number, 409-771-7306.
Call him.
All right, man. Y'all be careful. Hope the golf tournament gets to go on today, dadgummit.
Well, it'll get going. It's a major. They'll finish it.
Right.
Promise you.
Keep me posted. Tiger was charging yesterday, man. He was coming.
I know it. He was, his first round wasn't so good, but first part of it. But
he looked good. Hey, it's dead calm. Just a little bit of rain. All right, guys. I'll talk to y'all
later. Hey, go get him. Go to one of your four spots. All right. Be sure and put, when you get a bite, be sure and put the anchor out because they're not moving. There's millions of them. They're in one spot.
I'm going to catch them all right there like tadpoles.
Get them up. Let them down.
Bye.
All right.
See you, James.
All right. What did I do that for? I locked it. I pushed the wrong button. I was locked in. Well, raining.
Looks to like it's storming if you look on that weather
it
map.
It is. He's got to run over to from Tiki to the yacht basin to pick his crew up this morning.
Yo.
So he better... better tire down.
Oh, Lord, help us.
What is up, buddy?
Oh, that was funny, dude. What are they doing playing that? That was pretty good.
Another crappy ride home.
LTD in an H-town, brother. Living in
all right, all right.
If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey and Captain Benny. We'll tell you where to go and what to throw when the tide gets high and which way the wind's gonna blow. If you wanna hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show, presented by Hook's Bit Performance Rods on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this gorgeous Saturday morning. Thunder bumpers kind of hopping around a little at few areas this morning, so watch your six. All right, let's go to Tex Bonin on Conroe. Tex, good morning.
Good morning, Captain Mickey, Captain Benny. Y'all listening great. That's all I'd say.
Listening great.
Listening great, huh?
Yeah. I tell you, I like y'all's little format there with the little, I call it skits there of different segments of the show, you know. Yeah. That's great. Looking good. Hey, I don't have any weather up this way. It doesn't look like. I heard you talking about one down around Cap James Fog there, but we're looking okay up here, looks like.
Well, you'll be fine for now. You'll get them later, I'm sure. They're coming out of the Gulf, moving inland.
Yes, sir. Well, maybe we can get our half day in and be all right. We're chasing catfish and bream yet, Mickey. That's what's biting for us. And we're not knocking them out, but we're having a lot of fun doing it. I don't know if y'all see Facebook. The lady I had and her husband, and they had a little young lady there that just had a ball catching bream and catfish. So it was all great, not great numbers, but, you know, if you don't fish very much, well, they're doing great if you can catch some fish, you know, Mickey.
Oh,
so,
no doubt.
It was a good deal. It was a good deal there. So when they have a jerk on the line, that's all you want, you know. So anyhow, it was good. Hey, I wanted to mention something about the lake we haven't talked about, Mickey. They're dropping Lake Conroe about 2 foot. And it looks like this past week we have been probably over a foot already. And, you know, all of us have been fussing about the bite, and I'm not doing anything like I did last year. And I'm thinking that that's affecting our bite some, too. It's dropping that lake. Looked like the other night it dropped it 2 inches overnight. And I don't know a whole lot about it. Hadn't researched it anything, Mickey, but they're trying to get it down to about 2 foot. And it bothering me. It's bothering me right now. Anyhow, I don't have the bite that I thought I should this time of year, and especially with the catfish. And I'm still catching fish up shallow with eggs, brim, and catfish. I've never had them this late in the year, you know, in August like this. Usually by July, well, most of the spawning's over with, you know, you get stragglers and everything out of the lake. But we're still like 5 brim, one of them have eggs, and the catfish, maybe 6 catfish or so, well, one of them still have eggs. And they look healthy. They're in here spawning or something or other, and you know, you can tell when fish are holding eggs, you know, it does it with trout and all of them. If they're not wanting to spawn, well, they'll dissolve their eggs, but this isn't happening. So I don't know. I wanted to throw it out there. Maybe somebody knows something more about it than I do, but I think it's affecting my bite myself. This time last year, Mickey, I had 4 guys. We had 93 catfish. And the only reason we had 93 is because I didn't have a place to get them out and count them. So, anyhow, you see what I'm talking about, Mickey. It didn't happen a lot last year, but I had some, in like July, August, I had some good catches. And then we'll get into the last of October, and we'll do it again once that water starts cooling off some. And anyhow, something for me to holler about. That's all I have to say. But our guide's always got 999 excuses why the fish don't bite. I heard y'all talk about that earlier.
Yeah, that's funny how, you know, fishermen are just like that. Not only guides, all fishermen, you know. We got it down to an art, man.
We always got an excuse, you know, or find an excuse.
Yeah.
I was talking about that African dust, you know. I think it's putting some kind of flavor in the water that they don't like. Oh, boy. But anyhow, Mickey, we're doing all right. I went through a boat breaking down again the other day, and the boys got on it and worked till dark to get me back so I could guide the next day. And it was a big old boot, neoprene boot that goes from the water exhaust off the engine and goes down into the lower unit. And it bloated apart. I don't know what would cause that anything, but I'm back running and doing fine now. And so we invented, we lost that one day. And I told the people, these fish were before, I told them I'd give them a free trip. So we're on the road to doing right, you know, Mickey.
Yeah.
And go from there. But anyhow, I'm having fun doing it. It's gonna play out here in about another week. I can tell by the bookings that we're starting past school, starting here real quick, and it'll get down, and I'll get the old guns out and be sure the dust is off of them, and we'll start looking forward to something or other. Anyhow, so it'll be fun, guys.
Well, it'll all come out. We'll weather the dust. We did the last time.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
The good thing about that is it's curtailing tropical development is what they say. That's
right. Uh-huh.
You know, plus the Atlantic is a lot cooler than normal, and that's
yes, sir.
That's helping us also, and I'll take it any day. We've had enough.
You bet. We've had enough floods, Mickey.
We've had enough problems in the last few years around here, and it's let somebody else have all of it for a change.
You got it. I'd like to see it drying up the roads over on our river bottom where Captain Mike Jeffcoat and I hunt. That I'd like to see them dry up where we can get in and out to our deer stands anyhow, you know.
Yeah, but them old river bottoms sure get muddy and nasty, man.
Oh, they do, man. It's something else. But, Nicky, I don't have much else going on. I'm headed to the lake right now. I pulled over in the parking lot here so I can talk to y'all safely. And we're going to keep trying. I'm good through Monday, I think. And we'll see what develops after that then, you know.
All right, so. Tex. Well, hey, throw your number out. Somebody wants to call you about coming up, man.
Okay, guys. Anybody head to lake today? I'm fishing the old green glowworm and fishing in 4 and 5 foot of water. So they can get them something, a catfish or a brim. Hey, the number is 713-252-4290. LakeConroeFishingGuides.com. You find Tex on there with Texas Guide Service.
All right, bud. Well, Tex, have a good day, and I'll see what I can do about holding that rain off for a little while.
There you go. Wait, we'll get that half day in anyhow.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Captain Mickey and Captain Benny. Y'all have a good one. We're all sitting here drinking coffee listening to you, so it'll be all right.
All right. Make sure it's coffee. We'll see you, bud.
Yeah, you bet on that. Hey, y'all right, have a good one, guys.
Later. All right. Old Tex. Grinding them out one day at a time.
One day at a time.
All right. Let's go to Cliff Webb. He knows about grinding them out one day at a time. Cliff, good morning. How are you, Mr.
Good
Webb?
Morning, man. Just trying to get up to...
To the Yahoo status. You aren't getting them unless they call you. If they don't call you Yahoo, you ain't getting them.
Hey, man, if I can be a good fisherman as James Plog, I want to be a Yahoo. I thought that was great, man. Golly.
Hey, Facebook, man.
It's kind of like talking about John Wayne not being a cowboy. Come on, man.
That's right. Hey.
All is good, man.
Yeah, it'd be like calling John Wayne a sissy.
Yeah, it'd be kind of like the city slicker or something, you know. Yeah. That's something. I thought that was pretty good. We get some of that, too, you know. That's all right. But, hey, Mickey, it's amazing how clear our water has gotten here. I don't think I've ever seen it this clear in the summer. You know, I fished a Thursday, and the fish are just all over the drop-offs, like the land cut and ICW. And I ran all the way down to the cut on Thursday. And those fish are just stacked up on that drop-off, Mickey. It's just amazing. God almighty, man. And the water is so clear, after about 10 o'clock, you can just see them laying on that slope. And I'm just running that trolling motor down the edge and saying, look at that redfish, look at that trout, look at that drum, and they're throwing the plastics to them. And there's nobody around. I said, you know, don't get much better than this. They can have all their live bait up north, but down south, there's not many people going fishing south at all. It's incredible.
I'll be darned.
You know,
wonder why. Well, I guess it's just too good up there. They don't have to go south.
Yeah, it is a lot of fishing. And what's so cool is we've got that cooler current coming from south, coming from Mansfield, and it's pushing that bait along that drop-off. And, you know, I normally do good in the land cut and ICW in July and August, but it seemed like this year is just really good, just a ton of fish south. And we're catching a lot of dinks. I mean, God, we'll catch, you know, 15 little ones that have to move 2 miles and getting the bigger fish. But the really good fish are coming just sight casting, so you can just go along there and pick your fish. And that is neat. That is really neat. I tell people, if you don't like that, there's something wrong with you. If you don't like sight casting, trout and redfish. And it's just nuts. Okay. You know, normally when we throw a paddle tail at them, you know, just to get more action.
Right.
But right now they're wanting that opening night Little John, and I'm throwing the XL. And I think what's happening, Mickey, is there's a bunch of those big white shrimp migrating through, and I think those fish are keen
that's
in
what
on
they're
kind of
honed in on. Yeah, mm-hmm. I got you.
They're just smoking that Little John.
I've still got a few of the XLs, but I've always done better with the regular. But I've caught a lot of fish on the XL too, but not like, you know, the regular Little John. So,
but. Yeah, see, you know, Jay was catching them in the springtime on that XL simply because he could throw them real far down the shoreline in shallow water with a light head and work them up. But I tell you where they're very effective when you're fishing deep rocks. If you put a 1/16 ounce head on it, on that big one, it floats down so slow. The sink rate is real slow. And you could throw it right on top of the rock. And when you think it's right on top, flip it one time, and it'll go right down the edge of that rock. And they'll just smoke it, man. It's incredible. But if you use a heavy head, it'll hang up on the rock.
Yeah.
It'll lay more sideways on the rock. It'll catch a rock. But if you can use that light head, that XL Little John will smoke them, man. It's awesome.
Well, that's what I like using. That's what I used this week. Wading was the 16th with the Little John.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people don't realize that Little John, when you put it on a heavier jig head, it goes straight to the bottom. It sinks real fast. It doesn't have a lot of buoyancy like other things would.
Right.
But you get it on a 16th ounce head, it'll still throw a mile, and then you get that buoyancy, and you can stay in the strike zone longer with it.
And what I don't know about you, but we've got so many pin perks that, you know, I love using bass assassin. They're very effective, but I'm losing too many tails on my bass assassin this time of year.
They just
and
nip
that
them
little
off,
John, and I can catch a lot more fish on that little John. It seems to be more effective. But and you know, our topwater bite's still smoking in the morning, but it's over by 9 o'clock. You know, you might as well go to soft plastic. And these fish are laying on the sand. When you fish that drop off, when you come to a place and stretch of sand, you're going to catch fish in it because that sand is cooler. And those fish are laying in that current, facing into the current on that sand. And you know, we targeted a section of land cut maybe 2 miles where all the fish were thirsty. They were all in that one section. They're right on that sand. And it's pretty cool when you get down there. You don't even see another boat. It's just amazing.
Very similar to up here. We don't have the grass like you do, but we have the mud instead of sand, and the mud's cooler. And then in the winter, we just reverse the process because the mud's going to hold the heat. It's going to be warmer when it gets cold.
Exactly. Are you finding your fish still up real shallow?
The redfish are real shallow, and the bull sharks are real shallow. I think the bull sharks are shallow.
I
think the bull sharks are shallow because the redfish are shallow. The trout,
we're seeing the redfish.
For the most part, the trout are deep. You know, we're catching.
That's what's happening here.
We're catching some shallow, but for the most part, if you want to catch a lot of fish, you got to get deep.
Yeah, and I had a close encounter on one of your fish the other day. I throw a topwater out there, I get a big blow up, and it gets off, and I got slime about 6 inches up my line. I said, I know what that is. Mickey talked about that, man. That's a gas top.
No.
I only caught one last year, but I think I had one on Thursday. There's only one thing to slime your line like that.
They're moving a long ways if they're going clear to Baffin, man. I guess they'll just make the big loop, come into Aransas, and go out through Port Mansfield. That's a long loop right there.
I hope they just keep on going south.
I heard that.
Just keep on going. Oh, you guys can have them, man. I didn't like that. I had to cut my leader about 6 inches and retie it with so much slime on that line. I don't know how you guys do it.
Hey, here's what I do. I just get to the top of the slime, and I just put my index finger and thumb together and just run that slime down to your jig head, and then just slap it off on the water and throw back out and grab another one, baby. Hey, hang on, Cliff. Let me do a quick timeout, and I'll come back to you. Hang with me. All right, you're listening to The Outdoor Show. We're going to take a top-of-the-hour break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.